Hello, and welcome to Downloads from God. I am your host, Andrea Lendy, sharing a daily meditation and prayer. Whatever time of day this message finds you, I pray it blesses you. So take a deep breath in, release, and open your spirit to this message. I'll be reading out of the Amplified Bible for deeper meaning and understanding. The title of our message today is The Cares of the World, our passage taken out of the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 22. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is he who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the pleasure and delight and glamour and deceitfulness of riches choke and suffocate the word, and it yields no fruit. Well, Jesus told many parables. He gave so much wisdom in the form of stories. Those who were blessed received and understood his messages. Those who were not meant to understand and partake of his wisdom did not. One of the most elaborate parables he told was where the sower went out to sow the seed. Most of the seeds that were sown did not ultimately produce any fruit. The enemy is keen to snatch away the seeds that would yield power to God's people. The verse today was particularly meaningful for me as I read it once again. During these days and times, we are bombarded with the cares of this world from every direction. We cannot get away from constant information and the overload that comes with it. If the information overload were positive, it would yield completely different results than what is currently happening. And unless we make intentional choices about what we allow into our listening ears and feed our minds with, we are bombarded with negativity, which breeds fear. As I read our verse today, it clearly says that there can be no fruit yielded from or by us when we are wrought up in the cares of this world. It also says that when we are consumed with money and issues around money, we cannot yield good fruit, the Lord's fruit. There are many of us who have been financially impacted by the current circumstances of our world. But what if we knew, really knew, that the Lord has a plan, and his plans include taking care of us and providing for us? What if we had no care about money or the lack of it? What could we do for the Lord? What fruit would our lives yield? The Lord's primary goal is to have everyone come to know him and love him. He desires relationship with everyone that he has created. He wants to care for each and every person that he created. And just as we care for our children, the Lord cares for us. Just as we take care of all of our children's needs, the Lord takes care of us. I began thinking about how our little children wake up in the morning. They wake up every morning with wonder and delight, excited about what their day will be like, what new adventures their day will hold. What would happen if we woke up the same way? What would happen if we would simply ask God what he wants us to do today? What if he will do the heavy lifting in our life so that there becomes an opening for us to serve him and further his plan for his people? Today, I choose to allow the Lord to take care of me in every way so that I can be of service to him and help grow his kingdom. May you find that his care for you is whole and complete, and that you will yield much fruit for the kingdom of God. And now for our prayer. Oh Lord, my God, thank you for showing me that you desire my heart. Thank you for showing me that my life is not about what I can do for myself, but what I can do for you. Help me give you the cares and burdens that I carry, completely knowing that you desire to care for me in every way. Help me be ready to serve and do your work, Lord. As I give my concerns to you, I settle down and can hear you. I hear your gentle whispers lead and guide me so that I can do your will. Help me lean entirely upon you as I move in your direction. Strengthen me in every way so that I can complete the tasks you have given to me. Help me do your work. Help me bless someone this day, and thank you for hearing my prayer. The whisper I hear from God is, I am taking care of your needs, my child, so that you will take care of my people. And my response, I humbly sit in your presence and wait upon you, Almighty God and Father. Amen. Thank you for listening to Downloads from God. Subscribe for all future episodes and feel free to share this podcast with others. You can also read the daily meditation and prayer and subscribe for a free 30-page meditation and prayer PDF file on my website, www.believinghim.com. www.andrealendyshareingagod.com. Thank you.